It's 7 minutes past eight. It's time for It Says in the Papers with Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Audrey. Some parties make noise. I want to make progress. That's Junior Minister James Lawless speaking yesterday on a debate on student fees in the Dáil, or the do-nothing Dáil, as Miriam Lord says it's referred to. She's writing in the Irish Times about the giddiness in the Chamber in advance of the summer recess next week. Her article has a bit of an end-of-term report feel to it. Not only did TDs debate student fees, but also decried the lack of any progress on grocery prices. According to Elaine O'Loughlin's piece in The Examiner, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the government has the guts to take on any supermarkets that are price gouging and will provide the Consumer Protection Commission with additional powers. The end-of-term report feel on government progress prevails in other newspapers. The Irish Daily Star gives prominence to the Minister for Education's announcement of a commission to investigate the abuse of children in the past. But beside that, it publishes two stories that track the care of children in Ireland in the present. One says the number of children on the waiting list for assessment of need for disability treatment is almost 25,000. And another tells us that the Social Democrats have discovered that the waiting time for child psychological care in the public system is so bad that one child has been on the list for 13 and a half years. The Examiner is writing about the new rules for apartments the government has brought in. The paper's editorial worries that we're returning to the Celtic Tiger era of low building standards, which it says left us with a poisoned legacy of defective building blocks and fire safety issues. Lessons must be learned, says the paper. Elsewhere in the Examiner, a report from the courts on an attack on a Deliveroo driver in Cork. The Brazilian man was chased by two men in a stolen car and was eventually rammed, knocking him off his bike and breaking his leg. One of the men in the car appeared in court yesterday and was sentenced to 3 years in prison. The court heard that the 27-year-old man has a fragmented recollection of what happened due to addiction and undiagnosed mental health issues. He expressed remorse for the attack. The court also heard that just before the ramming, his parents had tried vainly to get him to go to his GP to get help. Back to the government's progress at the end of the Dáil term, and a letter writer to the Irish Independent is unimpressed on one issue. Art O'Leary wants the government to instruct the central bank to stop facilitating the sale of Israeli bonds in the EU. The Independent also has an interview with Irish great-grandmother Dee Murphy, who was recently arrested and deported from the West Bank. She says she's always been a campaigner. When she was 17, her mother turned on the TV and saw her being carried by Gardaí out of a protest over the closure of an Irish language school. Her mother thought she was off studying for the Leaving Cert. She told reporter Laura Linnett she's more at peace in Palestine because she feels she can do something there. Back home, she says, she feels powerless. And back to the Star, which has a couple of pieces to raise a smile. One is a report about GAA fakes on the market. The headline there, Scam Maguire. And a few pages over, a lovely picture of Cove, taken from a local garden. It's a famous shot of a row of colourful houses with the cathedral in the background. The garden it's taken from is regularly visited by tourists, snapping the scene. So much so, the house owners have put up a sign telling visitors to enjoy the view, but asking for donations of €2 or more, because they say their son wants a Ferrari.
Don't we all? Thank you very much. That's Ronan Kelly. It's 10 minutes past eight. After the break, survivor Louise O'Keefe on the new inquiry into sexual abuse in our schools.